Give me some 3L chromium, Mr. Quang.
Yes, doctor.
Come send me that.
You're welcome, sir.
I didn't ask for a Kelly clamp, nurse.
But you did, sir.
Don't argue with the surgeon.
Yeah, he was a surgeon.
I wouldn't let him cut the giblets out of a turkey.
Probably give it cranberry complications.
Now the Kelly.
Yes, doctor.
Major, may I have a nurse to work with who isn't quite so smug?
I'll take over here, Baker. You're tired.
I'm perfectly fine.
I said you're tired. That's an order.
Get off her back, Margaret.
She's my nurse.
I'll give you $500 for her.
Sold.
You report to my quarters.
Major Burns will show you how to get there.
Sir. Major Houlihan requests permission to see the colonel.
I'll tell her I died of a hangover and didn't leave a forwarding address.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, I want a few words with you.
I just hope I can hear you over the tom-toms.
I think you'll be able to hear me all right, all right.
Mm-hmm. Here's some black coffee, sir.
Oh, God bless you, Radar.
Hope so, sir.
Colonel!
Radar, turn on the news. Maybe the war just ended and I won't have to talk to her.
Yes, sir. I'll get you that station right away.
Colonel Blake, I wish to charge Lieutenant Janet Baker with insubordination, and I insist on your assurance that she will be given prompt and vigorous punishment.
Well, Major, there's a French unit right down the road. Now, why don't you just run down there and see if you can borrow their guillotine? Don't do that.
I want her placed under bed arrest.
Bed what?
When she's not on duty and other than at meal times, she is to sit on the edge of her bed at attention for 1 month.
Oh, be reasonable, Major. You can't keep a nurse in bed for a month. Although there are a few people who have tried it.
Well, you're certainly proving your lack of usual help.
Boy, Major, you and your nurses can be pains in the royal butt. If you're not in here every 5 minutes with a lot of bugle oil about how you can't control them, they're in here complaining that you're really Herman Gehring in drag.
Which one of them said that?
I'm not thinking, Major. I'm not going to have you chain some poor little nurse to her cot or set her adrift in a bedpan.
Then you don't mind if I go over your head. Again.
Just so long as it's on tiptoe.
I think HQ would be very interested to learn that this unit is commanded by an inept, incompetent who runs down his chief nurse every chance he gets. Speaking man to man, Colonel, I realize the war unhinges us all. If we were to take off our uniforms, we could possibly become friends. That fact aside, your conduct is so beneath contempt that I won't lower myself to elevate it. Good day. Sir! Sir!
HQ just called. They said we could be expecting an enemy attack.
Radar, that's the nicest thing I've heard today.
when I die,
and it won't be long,
hey, you're gonna be sorry,
hey, you're gonna be sorry,
that you treated me wrong,
that you treated me wrong,
yeah, you're gonna be sorry,
hey, you're gonna be sorry,
that you treated me bad,
that you treated me bad, and if there's an afterlife, I'll glow, then I'll be glad.
Hey, Calvin. Hey, where are the nurses going, Radar?
44th Field Hospital with all the wounded that can be moved. It looks like we maybe might get hit by an enemy parachute drop.
Got any other good news? Christmas canceled? The Pentagon been enlarged? Lassie been spayed?
What do you want from me? I'm just as unhappy as you.
Believe me, we're unhappier.
Because we're taller. Together, we're at least 2 feet unhappier than you are.
You hear the news?
If you were a nurse, we'd be shipping you to the 44th.
If I was a nurse, I'd be home now, pregnant.
Tail horn! Hop! Hop! Two! Three! Four! 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 Detail! Halt! 1, 2. I want foxholes. There, 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 and there. Each smartly dug. A kind of hole a man can throw himself into with pride. Detail! Dig! 2, 3, 4.
Hello, Frank.
I've heard that before.
Turning the compound into a putting course, Frank?
Instead of standing around cracking wise, I should think you might want to set an example for the men.
Well, I'd rather set an example for the women.
I'll put a sock on it.
Attention all nurses.
Please be prepared to leave in 1 hour. 1 hour till the nurses go.
Come in.
Just 1 second, Bunny.
Sure.
What do you want?
Major Burns says that he'll be detained a little late. He's having himself lowered into the ground to show the right height for how low a foxhole should be dug down so you can stand up into it.
Thank you.
Can I help you with anything, Major? Packing?
No, thank you. But that's very kind of you, Corporal.
Did I ever tell you how much you look like my sister?
No.
Except you're a lot older.
That would be your younger sister.
No, she's 37.
Don't slam the door.
Am I leaving?
Oh, I'm going to miss you something awful.
Oh. Did you know you had this thing back here?
What thing?
My tongue.
Oh. Why are all the great guys married?
Who said I was?
You did.
Uh-huh. That's my best nose.
You'll stuff your nose.
Do you mind? I paid good money for this supply room.
Come in, Frank.
You didn't use our secret knock.
Frank, the whole camp knows our secret knock.
The degenerates. Completely preoccupied with pleasures of the flesh. Oh, Margaret. To think I won't have this neck to nuzzle. These lobes to nibble.
It's gonna be sheer hell.
Oh, how those dirty words inflame me.
I'll call you from the 44th first chance.
To become just a disembodied voice. Well, we've spent all this time being so embodied. For you, darling.
Frank, is that what I think it is?
Hair. Mine. There's 6 months' haircuts in there.
For me?
I was saving them for my mother. She glues my hair into the shape of flowers, puts them under glass.
Frank, I think your mother should have this, please.
I'm a big boy, Margaret. I'm over 21. I can give my hair to anyone I please. Please, keep it. If anything should happen and we never see each other again, at least you can always run your fingers through the envelope. Oh.
Ready to roll, Colonel.
We'll see you in a few days.
Hopefully. Major? Captain? Captain?
Major?
Cut it out, Pierce. I'd like to leave a call for 8:30.
That has to be an affront to every decent Army officer all the way back to George Washington.
Did you know that Washington's false teeth were made out of wood?
Really?
Martha's lips were always full of slivers.
Let's get this show on the road.
Desertion.
No, sir, honest. I just fell asleep in here. I swear.
All right, take it away.
I'd like a dry martini, Mr. Kwok. A very dry martini. A very dry, arid, barren, desiccated, veritable dust bowl of a martini. I want a martini that can be declared a disaster area. Mix me just such a martini.
With two straws.
Make it to go, please. I like to drink it in the States.
Boy, do I miss my wife.
So do I. I don't even know your wife and I miss her.
I'll miss my wife. You miss my mother.
Fence builder.
What's he up to?
You mean, what's he upside down to, Frank?
He says he's going to stay that way until the nurses come back.
Off your head and on your feet, Spaulding.
Yes, sir.
We happen to be under blackout conditions, gentlemen. We're still at war, you know.
Oh, I guess that explains all the boom booms.
That sassy jabber is wasted on me, Captain Wiseapple.
I'm miserable enough, Frank. Don't start with me or I'll give you a nose job from the inside.
You better get out of here, Frank. He doesn't care anymore. He's wanted in 5 states now.
Oh, you phony balonies.
Forget it. When the nurses come back, I'll be tossed aside like an old shoe. Here's your guitar, Captain.
Thanks, Clear.
Give me a beer, Mr. Quack.
If they come back.
Boy, I miss your mother.
Would you like to see a picture again?
I've seen every picture of every female that's in this camp.
There's that reel under Frank's bunk we've never seen.
That's probably just a movie of Frank's parents being told he died at birth.
They'll be back.
Dry, Mr. Quack. Dry, drier, driest. Unwet. The ultimate, the perfect martini. A drink that's dying of thirst.
And I wonder if they miss us. Now, wouldn't that be funny? Now that we're without them, we can hardly stand ourselves. Well, it's funny when they're here, how we take for granted the way they taste, the way they feel, their sight, their smell, their sound. And it's funny when they're gone, just how bad we miss them, and how life can be so empty when they're not around. And I wonder if they miss us. Now, wouldn't that be funny? Now that we're without them, we can hardly stand ourselves.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Right.
And what's the poop?
Huh? Oh, the nurses all arrived safely at the 44th. We're still expecting a enemy parachute drop, but we can't evacuate due to the constant inflow of wounded.
Well, let the enemy come. We'll show them American guts in action.
I think mine have started already, sir. Choppers. MASH 4077th.
Attention! Attention all personnel. Incoming wounded arriving by vehicle plus choppers on both upper and lower pads. All available personnel will report to the OR to help with nursing chores. We need lots of hands.
This way, Father, where the blood is. Rake retractor, Father.
Rake.
It's at the end of the tray there.
Sorry.
That's all right. You're all heart. Unfortunately, you're all thumbs as well. Suction.
Suction?
It's the thing that goes.
My kingdom for a nurse.
I'm doing my best.
Right off, if you don't start handing me the instruments in the right way, I'm going to cut you off at the knees.
I thought he was cut off at the knees.
Klinger, you're standing in my light.
Whatever I do is no good.
If Hot Lips were here right now, I'd kiss her feet.
And bump into Frank coming around the toe?
Okay, Klinger, give me the clamp. Give me the clamp. Atta boy.
3-0 silk on a cutting needle, Mr. Quang.
Let's keep those sponges coming, Father. Nurse is also a verb.
Margaret! Oh, Margaret, I'm so glad I could get through to you.
Just a minute, darling.
How are you, precious?
Fine now, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm just a wreck without you. Honest. The only thing that keeps me going are the letters from my wife.
Really, Frank? Just letters? No packages? She hasn't knitted you a divorce?
Sorry, Margaret. How do you like the 44th? Any, handsome doctors up there?
Are you still expecting an attack? That's what we hear.
Or we're ready for it. Huh. I've got the whole place organized. Of course, Pierce and McIntyre have been no help. Last night, they filled my foxhole with peas and carrots.
Oh, dear.
And then they put a whoopee cushion in my helmet liner.
You're bigger than they are, Frank. We both know that.
Margaret, are there? There?
Are there what here?
Margaret, falling for me, I realized how easily you can be taken in by a handsome face.
You're not jealous.
I'm a doctor, Margaret. But I swear, if I caught you with another man, I'd blow my brains out and then I'd kill both of you.
Did you hear what you said? You got it all backwards.
I mean, I'd kill both of you and then I'd kill myself.
Seriously, Frank. Knowing you'd kill me somehow makes my life worthwhile.
Well, I wouldn't kill just anyone, Margaret.
I've got to go now, darling. I love you.
I love you.
Hang up, Frank.
You hang up first.
Oh, Frank, that's so high school.
Well, let's count to three and then we'll hang up together.
Okay, you start.
One.
Two.
Three.
Get him, Frank!
Pierce McIntyre! Stop! Wait! Hold that!
That's amazing, Frank.
Camouflaging yourself as a Jeep. You get the film, I'll get the projector and popcorn.
We get Parker Jeep over, Superior Officer! Let me in!
If this belongs to Frank, you can be sure it's not a girly movie.
You never can tell, Henry.
We just heard Frank make a semi-obscene phone call.
Right. No further word about the enemy attack, sir.
Good.
There will be no enemy attack. My personal theory is that the Chinese just sent headquarters a threatening fortune cookie.
Get the window, Klinger.
Don't stand in the light.
You little heartbreaker.
Everyone comfortable?
Not for a year now.
Better rip, Henry.
You got it.
I think I saw this movie.
Oh, right now. Radar, get your hand off my knee.
That's not funny.
Get out of the way.
I've invited you all here today because I'm ready to name the murderer.
Hey, that's his wedding pictures.
It must be. I don't see a casket.
I hate that hat.
Our hero.
The plot thins.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Found his buttonhole.
Hey, would you look at that smile?
That smile can be cured at birth now.
Sure invited a lot of empty chairs.
We got chairs like that back home.
Mm. Aww.
There she blows.
Oh, I love her gown.
You have got a better figure.
This is the happiest day of her life. Oh, there they are. Franklin D. Whitebread marries Miss Cynthia, soon to be Frigid. Don't do it, Frank.
You'll be sorry.
Say no, Frank.
Them flowers are pretty.
My hands are full of water.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. You're too locked up.
Got him.
Even then, he didn't know how to hold a knife.
Watch the cake die of malpractice.
Why do I feel sorry for Frank?
Hey, what's that sticking to him?
That's the bride. Oh, good. Lovely. Good.
Oh.
Smarts a little, huh, Frank? Good shot, honey.
Hit her right in the mush. Look at her. She can hardly wait.
Is that your daughter?
That looks like you, Radar.
Nah, the little girl's taller.
Who asked you?
Traveling light.
Anybody hear a siren?
You suppose she'll take off her glasses?
Look.
Don't blow this, Frank.
I'll just shut up and get in the car, Frank.
Oh, come on, I want to drive.
Never mind that, just get in the car.
Oh, well.
Sit down and shut up.
Morning. Vroom,
vroom.
Bye.
That's all.
Hey, wait! Plane spotted!
You picked a fine time to watch a dirty movie.
This was the worst of all, Frank.
Hey, the plane's dropping something.
Holy cow! It's 5 o'clock, Charlie.
That idiot? That's the raid?
He couldn't hit the side of a war.
Give up, Yankee imperialist dog.
It's an IOU for an attack.
Harry Truman is sleeping with your wife?
You know what this means, huh?
What?
Oh. Radar, call 440. 404's busy, sir, but I'll have the nurses here by breakfast.
Let's have a drink.
Snickers, 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 snickers.